This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Before anything, Passover begins today. And to all those observing it, we wish a peaceful, happy Passover. This morning, we're going to talk about Maryland's public schools and what they teach. The General Assembly considered several bills to change implementation of the Common Core State Standards, or as Maryland calls them, the Maryland College and Career Ready Standards. Only three bills passed. Governor O'Malley is expected to sign one of those bills this morning. And joining me now to discuss that bill and others is Glynis Kazanjian, staff writer for the Maryland Reporter. Glynis, good morning.
Good morning, Sheila.
The three bills that passed, briefly, what would they do?
One bill was an emergency bill, and it will create a Common Core implementation work group that will be comprised of 20 members, teachers and parents, and Governor O'Malley will appoint 14 of those members, I believe. It will take a look at the schools that have implemented Common Core well this year, and it'll look at the best practices of those schools to see if it can teach other school systems or individual schools what is doing right that's making the implementation successful. It will also take a look at the schools to try to determine what needs they have for fully implementing Common Core at their schools, whether or not some of the teachers or the principals need more professional development or more curriculum resources. And it will also assess the technological needs of the schools, because the schools will have to give two computerized tests next school year. Well, the goal is for them to be computerized. The work group will take a look to see how well the schools are prepared to give those tests. And then another major function of the work group will require the State Department of Education to provide plans on how it will assist the local school systems with preparing the parents and the students for the assessments that will take place next year.
And that's the bill that the governor's planning to sign this morning, correct?
I don't know which one he's planning to sign this morning. I'm sorry.
And they have a fairly short time period to report. They're supposed to do all this that you described this calendar year, correct?
The timeline for the work group is interesting because they'll have to meet in June, I believe, and then they'll have to have a preliminary report done by mid-August and then a final report done by the end of December. However, it's not until the December report that the assessment of the technology needs are going to be due. So when I read that, it puzzled me a little bit, because if the tests are supposed to be given in March and May, it would seem to me
that's a tight turnaround. Yeah, tell me about the other bills.
One of the other bills is a delay in the use of test scores, student test scores, in the teacher and principal evaluations. That system will be delayed for at least 2 years. So teachers and principals would not be held accountable on the Common Core test scores until the 2016-2017 school year. The other bill is it's a kind of an oversight bill. The State Department of Education submits waiver requests to the U.S. Department of Education, and now there will be an oversight mechanism so that the legislature or certain members of the legislature will have the opportunity to review the language of each of the waivers to make sure they are complying with state education law.
I understand that the Maryland State Education Association, the trade association of teachers, had a hand in writing, drafting these bills and lobbied for them. On Friday, we spoke with Sean Johnson, who's assistant executive director of political and legislative affairs with the Maryland State Education Association. And he told us which of the bills you've just described MSEA considers the key one.
The bill that I think will have the greatest significance is House Bill 1167 and the Senate crossfile of Senate Bill 676, which provides a moratorium on the use of test scores in teacher evaluations for this current school year and the year to follow. Now, that's not just my opinion, because that's the one that affects teacher evaluations, but It is true that this is a relief for students and parents alike who feel all the same anxiety year over year about what the timing of a new test means. And even this year, we saw just the complete misalignment of what we were teaching and what we were testing. Because remember, we were in the new Common Core standards and new curriculum this year, but we were still using the old Maryland school assessment test. And so that created a major disconnect with students across the board. And so this use, this moratorium, if you will, on the use of state tests for high stakes decisions is one that is relief for everyone involved in the public school system.
Sean Johnson with the Maryland State Education Association. On 88.1, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Glynis Kazanjian, staff writer for the Maryland Reporter. We're talking about bills related to the Common Core state standards that were debated in the General Assembly. Is the point the 2 years of just the delay? The MSEA seems happy with just delay, or are there other opponents of aspects of the Common Core who want to use that time to make other changes in Common Core?
I don't think anybody will succeed in that. Common Core is here to stay. And while there were some Republicans that tried to repeal and delay Common Core, I don't think that that is going to happen at all.
Yeah, tell me a bit about some of the bills that were debated but did not pass.
All right. So Senator O'Reilly is a Republican from Anne Arundel County, and there are a lot of, I'll call them anti-Common Core parents, I think, in Anne Arundel County. But he had three bills this session, and they all died in committee. And one of those bills would have just stopped the implementation of Common Core in its tracks. The other one would have allowed each school district in the state to develop its own implementation timeline, but that would not have been due, I believe, until the summer of 2015, so it would have stalled for an entire year. And then his other bill would have delayed the testing and the teacher evaluations until the 2015-2016 school year. So that may have been an attempt to kill Common Core. I don't know that that was his intention, but regardless, they died, all three died in committee.
And so that's why you say Common Core is here to stay, is that efforts to go further in delaying or changing it failed in the legislature.
Yeah.
Glynis, I really appreciate your talking to us. I want to turn now to talk to John White, Chief of Staff for the Maryland State Department of Education. John White, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Glynis just walked us through the Common Core-related bills that passed the General Assembly. What was the department's position on these bills?
We actually thought these were very good bills because they codified much of the work that's been underway. For example, with Common Core, which was obviously adopted back in 2010, we've been providing training to teachers and administrators for 3 years. Now, the implementation was a bit uneven because some school districts started sooner than others. So we continue to provide training and technical assistance where it's needed, and a lot of these bills kind of codify that work and then ask for regular updates, which we were happy to provide and which we actually started doing in January, which probably led to some of these bills.
So how will these bills change what happens in the classroom and the responsibilities of teachers and administrators?
Well, I think that if you talk about implementation, anything we can do to make sure that we're constantly in communication and constantly on the pulse of the schools and the districts will help us adjust accordingly if needed. So, for example, you brought up the idea of assessing technology needs. We began doing that last year, and we put out a report where we asked all the school districts, we surveyed them and asked them about their needs. Now, the initial report we received was everything. The needs, they wanted to do a digital conversion from a paper to a digital process or do more digital learning. What we really wanted to know is, what do we need to do immediately to make sure we're ready for the full implementation of the online state assessments next year? So we went back to them and said, this comprehensive report is great, but now let's drill down on what's needed for full implementation of PARC next year. We also enlisted the help of a national nonprofit called Education Superhighway, which went into every school in Maryland and tested their bandwidth so that we would know if they have the capacity or if they need to make improvements to their internal network to be ready to administer these online assessments.
So when I ask you what the impact of these bills were, you seem to be saying not much because we're already doing it.
Well, it actually codifies the work and helps it move forward in a coherent way. And that's probably the reason why there's a short timeline, for example, on the work group bill. A lot of this work will come to the work group, update them, and they will help us make sure as we go further that we don't miss anything.
Okay, I appreciate your talking to us about it. Thank you.
Yep.
John White is Chief of Staff for the Maryland Department of Education. Glynis Kazanjian, staff writer for the Maryland Reporter. We have a link to her reporting on the Common Core bills and more information about Common Core on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on Maryland Morning, what business can do to curb street harassment. Stay with us on 88.1.